Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. I'm talking about a matter in England and Wales, and that is a bill is going through the Parliament of the United Kingdom with a view to permit children to be murdered in utero until they are 9 months of age, gestationally. This is an absolute abomination. It is a moral outrage. It should make your blood boil. Girls and boys who've never done anything wrong are getting the death penalty. So people need to face up to the full horror of this and not use euphemistic language. We've got this Orwellian situation where people are telling me that murder is healthcare, that stopping someone's respiration unto the point of death is healthy. It's not healthy. Okay, that this is somehow compassion, that brutality against little children is compassionate, is somehow moral to enact the ultimate act of sexual violence against little children. So these girls and boys do not deserve the death penalty, right? They're just as human as you are, as I am. You can call them fetuses, you can call them embryos, a human fetus. I'm absolutely pro-choice in abortion about kittens or otters or gorillas or mice or any other species, but being a human being, I care about my own. That child in utero, fetus or embryo, he, she could have been you. It could have been happened to you. So that's that principle, do as you would be done by, the non-aggression principle. You wouldn't want that to happen to you, so you don't do it to others. I put it to one woman, you wouldn't do that to a dog, would you? Absolutely not. So why would you do it to a child? And being in utero does not change the child's status. And indeed, you know, there's this argument that it's a woman's body. Okay, woman can do what she wants with her own body, but not to someone else's body. Her daughter or her son is a separate person. And it's one of the core lies that the abortion industry tells us in their attempt to murder as many children as possible. They dehumanize their victims. They claim that they're not human beings, that they're not alive. But we know that respiration is proof of life. A heartbeat is proof of life. Admittedly, in the earliest embryonic stages, there is no heartbeat for about 5 weeks, but there's always respiration. So they are alive. And we have people on sort of life support, and their heart isn't beating as such. It's only the machine is keeping things going. But nevertheless, they are still alive. Or people, even the heart stops for a few minutes, restops, but they're still alive when the heart is not beating for a while, and so forth. And to do with the human body, but wait a second, they're still in favor of destroying these embryos, murdering these children, when they're not even inside the mother's body, when the embryos are in a dish or something like that, in a lab. So they've got the needs, they've got the signs of life, they need nutrition, even these embryos, these babies, outside a mother's womb, they're still in this rich fluid which provides them with nutrition. So make no mistake, this is murder. Okay, if you deliberately kill another person when it's not self-defensive, that is murder. And we're told to take the side of the perpetrators against the victims, against the girls and the boys. You know, women's rights, great. Step one, let them be born. Okay, bodily autonomy does not include murdering somebody else. And this child is inside the mother's body because the mother and father chose to create this child. They may not have wanted the baby to be conceived, but nevertheless, they had sex and they know it's possible for a child to be conceived, that, you know, contraception is not absolutely fail-safe and so forth. And so this girl or boy has the right to life. That is the foundational right, with which there are no other rights. There's no right to property. There's no right to freedom of conscience. There's no right to freedom of assembly. There's no right to vote. There's no right to property. There's no right to any of that unless you are alive. You lose all your rights once you're dead, don't you? So it's pretending these people aren't alive when they very much are. And these abortionist industries like BPAS, they even tell the mothers that if you abort your daughter or son, when she or he comes out, the child may yet be showing signs of life, because they're alive outside the womb sometimes for a few minutes, even hours, as they are alive inside. Because so of course it's killing somebody. Of course they're alive. Stop telling me they're not alive when they most definitely are alive. Goodness. And they'll go for really, really difficult situations. So like take this child has got fetal abnormalities incompatible with life. So he or she is alive in utero. When the child is born, he or she will die very soon. There's a slight chance that they're wrong. I mean, doctors usually are right, but they're not infallible. But even so, nevertheless, this person's the right to life. This person's terminally ill. Their adults are terminally ill. We don't go killing them. I mean, if they want to go to the Dignitas clinic and end their own lives, that's a different matter. We don't kill the unconsenting. We're all terminally ill, if you think about it. You don't know if you're going to die today or die in 100 years. Even if you're in perfect health, you can still die today. So no, there's no argument. And yes, it is very distressing for the mother. But you know, if your child is terminally ill when he is 1 year old, no, you're not allowed to kill that person just to make it easier on the parents and so forth. I remember Pete Buttigieg, who's there advocating for sexual violence against children, saying, oh, it's after devastating medical news. But most devastating medical news is death. And is this decision made better by the government making? Well, it is if the death is avoided. I mean, the child might die anyway, but it's not going to die quite so soon. If people have a choice between dying today or dying tomorrow, almost invariably they will die tomorrow. The default setting is to stay alive, which is why we eat, why we drink, why we seek shelter, why we avoid excessive heat, why we avoid danger and so forth. So this is not your life to take. It's not your choice to make. You know, baby's body, baby's choice. All right. Absolutely bodily autonomy. And babies have their own bodies. So that's why they're moving independently. Their heads, their arms, their legs, their toes, everything, their mouths, they're moving. When the mother is not moving, it's not the mother's choice to make the move. When the mother is moving, she's moving independently. It's not the baby moving her, you know. So when a mother is pregnant with her son, she hasn't developed a penis. That's the baby's penis, not the mother's, and so on. When a mother is pregnant, she doesn't have two hearts and two heads. When she's pregnant with twins, she doesn't have like three heads. This really is preposterous. So you see the topsy-turvydom, the really illogical contortions people will go through to pretend that a human being is not a human being when they most certainly are. Then this child has a separate mother and father from the mother and father. They are the baby's parents, and the parents have got their own parents. This child, he or she has got his or her own DNA fingerprint, his or her own fingerprints, you know, footprints, palm prints, all the rest of it. Ears are unique. This person's a separate individual. So this person therefore has the right to life. And yes, this child is dependent, but that doesn't make it permissible to kill the child. Children are dependent after they come out on being breastfed. They're still dependent on the mother's body or that of another woman. There are even operations a child can be taken out of the womb, operated on and put back in. So the idea that because they're in utero, they somehow don't count as being human is absolutely preposterous. What if this woman has been raped? And now that is a terrible, terrible crime for anyone to go through. I wouldn't want anyone to suffer that, okay? But, you know, we don't have the death penalty for rape, and we shouldn't do. And we certainly shouldn't have it for totally innocent people, like children. This mother give birth to the child. She could give the child up for adoption. She could keep the child herself. She may come to love this child. There are women who've done that, all right? I wouldn't say it's at all bad to give up this child for adoption. But, you know, it doesn't make it right to kill the child, does it? And we're always talking about how labor and pregnancy can be so painful. I don't know, they can be. And risky, okay? But most women choose to become pregnant at least once, which makes me think that generally speaking, it's not horrendous. Otherwise, why would they do it? And there are women to this day who choose to go through pregnancy several times and so forth. And I know many women whose greatest heartache is that she was unable to become pregnant, or she became pregnant and her child died in utero several times. I remember knowing about a woman in her 30s, and you know, she's had two children die in utero, and she's found it absolutely eviscerating. But, you know, supposing that child had been aborted by her, supposing she'd murdered her child, that child would have been just as human. So the child deserves just as much sympathy. So they are, you know, so don't impose your murderous views on innocent children. You claim they're not children. I mean, you're wrong. If I say that you're not a human being, that doesn't entitle me to kill you, does it? If you say that I'm not a human being, it doesn't entitle you to kill me. And this is what genocidaires always say. They will always dehumanize their victims. They say they're subhuman. They pretend it's healthcare. They say it's hygiene. They say that these people are vermin. They try to minimize the violence. They try to normalize the violence. So this is the sickest possible, most sadistic sexual violence known to man. And about one in four women in the United Kingdom is a murderess. That's not my fault. That's the plain truth. That is how bad the situation is. And more children will be murdered. And there are even pro-murder doctors and nurses are against this bill, because then these people will be murdering their children at home. I mean, now, I suppose the child abuse industry would like the children to be tortured to death in their slaughterhouses. Maybe they can make more money out of it. So so the abortion industry doesn't like it when suspicious cases are investigated. I mean, being under investigation mustn't be pleasant. I mean, it's not designed to be. We should try to sort of minimize the trauma of that. But no, we're not going to stop investigating. We should not stop investigating violent crime. We should not be legalizing violent crime just because it's disagreeable to be suspected when you're innocent. This is the most serious crime of all. We're meant to stop violence against children. We're meant to believe in child protection. But why is it the ultimate act of violence, the most horrific, monstrous, foul thing someone can possibly do is permissible. And yes, it is my business. I'm involved in mankind. I'm a human being too. It's the general brutalization of society. It could happen to me later on. And especially when it's done with public money, because public healthcare is a matter of public concern and public resources. And there's a debate about what's legalized and what's not legal, you know, euthanasia or various operations or gender reassignment, whether it's a taxpayer funded or not. And patients don't get absolutely whatever they want. Goodness. Anyway, so stop this. Save children. OK, you know, over 250,000 children murdered every year in the United Kingdom. Well, sorry, England, Wales alone is even higher in the UK. And for the abortion industry, there's no limit to this. 60 million children murdered worldwide every single year. 60 million. OK, and for the abortion industry, that is not enough. If it were 70 million, if it were 80 million, if it were 90 million, if it were 100 million, there'll be no end to their bloodlust. Nothing will satisfy them. They will not stop till they have annihilated the human race. Mark my words. And there's some environmentalists who have said that. They want to end the human race as a species. They want us to go extinct. Anyway, do what you can to prevent violence against children. Stop violence. Abortion is the most despicable, revolting, vile form of child abuse, and it must be called out. And we must name and shame those who've committed this crime. They must be brought to justice.